So good to see you all again. Of course, yesterday was Memorial Day, and today is Labor Day. And that's the way the summer always passes. Unbelievable, really. The mystery of time. It is the Labor Day weekend, and we should remember to pray that there can be peace and justice in our own society with regard to those who labor. Peace and justice. No violence, no manipulating or using people at a disrespectful level of pay. There should be peace and there should be justice. For those who are employed and for those who employ them, so that indeed we can have a healthy country, insofar as that's possible. So please keep that intention in your mind throughout the weekend and really always. Our Holy Father Pope Francis this morning asked for a worldwide day of prayer and penance and fasting for peace with justice in Syria to take place next Saturday. Pope Francis in Rome will be leading a prayer service that begins at 7 in the evening and ends at midnight at the Vatican, a vigil to pray for peace with justice in Syria and in all the other places of the world that suffer civil disturbance, and God knows there are far too many of them. And so Pope Francis just made this request this morning. That's why nothing was in the Herald about it last week. Certain things are not possible. But we will make clear during the course of the week the best avenue to observe that worldwide day of prayer and fasting, because if the Holy Father calls us to something, we certainly want to stand with love and loyalty with him. There's no place else we would want to be. At the end of this morning's gospel, we hear the Lord state a clear preference for the poor. He says, if you're going to have a banquet, don't invite anybody who could repay you. Invite those who can't repay you. And of course, when the Lord says that, he is the host of the banquet, because no one can ever repay him. No one can ever repay him, which tells us, as Pope Francis has said, that material poverty is not the highest form of poverty. Indeed, God has a special love for those who are materially poor, and we have an obligation to do what we can to assist them. But really, to be poor is covered very well in the first reading. For things that are beyond your mind, seek not. For things that are too great for you, want not. In other words, know that you can never repay God. Before God, you and I are absolutely poor. And the highest form of that poverty is a life of humility. For things that are too lofty for you, seek not. For things that are completely beyond your mind and heart, want not. That's humility, that's poverty. Now, how does our culture respond to that? For things too lofty for you, seek not. For things beyond your pay grade, want not. What do we want? We want, absolutely, to control birth, giving life as the prerogative of God. We want to control birth no matter how many abortions it takes. We want to start sex ed in kindergarten, in the schools, taking away the parents' God-given right. We want to redefine marriage, which is the prerogative of God alone. We want to give each person the right to determine whether he or she is she or him or something. We want the kid at some rather young age to decide whether he wants to be a boy or a girl and to act accordingly. Those are the things that the first reading says don't do. Those things are too lofty for you. Those things belong to God. They are hopelessly above your pay grade. Don't try it. But we have a culture and we have an administration that says go right ahead, go for it. And some people this week, I think in Iowa, even thanked God for the gift of abortion. That's how messed up we get when we seek for things that we cannot understand, when we want what is way beyond our pay grade. We start to ask the wrong questions, and we inevitably get the wrong answers. It is the prerogative of God alone to create and to sustain life and to call to everlasting life. It is the prerogative of God alone to define marriage. It is the providence of God alone in creating the human being, body and soul, to determine the sexuality. And if God wants to use the sacred space of sexual intimacy between husband and wife to create a child, then that sacred space is at his disposal. It belongs to him. We cannot take that away through artificial contraception. We can't exile God from the space which he has created to carry out his own creative plan. Our culture and our administration are going headlong against humility, which is the highest form of poverty. Know your place before God. He is God, you are not. No, our country and our culture and our administration says, get God out of the public arena and take over his prerogatives for yourself. For indeed, you are God's. As long as you vote for me. What a beautiful reflection for a long weekend. That means we have extra time to think about it tomorrow. Don't try to play God. Blessed are the poor. In the first place, those who know that God is God and they're not. And there are a lot of people who think they are God in this city, in this country, and in our administration. We witness that God is God and they're not. Priests through celibacy, and faithful married couples, husband and wife, through faithful marriages with openness to children. We show that we respect God's ways. That's true humility. That's true poverty. Not to go for what is beyond our mind to grasp. Not to try to do things that only can be done in God's pay grade and never our own. Our country, our culture, and administration needs to learn that lesson. Let our lives be filled with faith so that we may be good channels for the Lord to teach our country and our culture and our administration all the lessons that they deeply need to understand and to live with joy. Praise be Jesus Christ.